For first-generation students like Omar Ocos, graduating high school can be a milestone for them and their families. Next, we'll hear what it means to one student in Austin, Texas, the first in his family to head to college. He's been helped along the way by Breakthrough Austin, a nonprofit that supports first-generation students get their high school degree. Here's his story.
Sometimes it's really hard being the oldest. You're going through everything first, especially being the first sort of student in the United States, going to a school in the United States. My name is Santiago Santana. I am 18 years old. I'm a senior at Anderson High School, and I'll be attending St. Edward's University next fall. Both of my parents are immigrants. They came from Mexico. My dad, he didn't finish middle school. And my mom, she didn't even finish elementary school. So her family really needed her at home. For them, when they look back at their work experience, they've worked pretty much their entire lives. And they always ingrained it into my brain that education would be your goal to getting a bigger paycheck and getting a and having fun with your career. And it's definitely something that I've learned, and it's something that it's stuck in my head till now, that my parents really helped me, supported me with just striving to just work hard. Like, that's all they really know how to do, work hard and get money. So they sacrificed a lot. They came to a country that they had no idea what was going to happen to them. And they really sacrificed so much for me to be able to pursue my career goals, my education degree, by not being able to go back home. My mother hasn't seen her grandmother in about 20 years. She hasn't seen some of her siblings in about the same amount of time. To be away from your family for that long, it's heartbreaking, because you don't know when your own mother, if your own mother will be there the day after that, or the next week, or the next time you call home. Having to sacrifice your own family at home for the future of the family that you will have, it's something that I will definitely be thankful for and be blessed for the rest of my life.
Santana shared his story with KUT's Kate McGee as part of the world's Global Nation education coverage.